My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think every single person who spoke last night, podium, locker room, otherwise, said the words flush it.
That's right.
That's what the Kings are going to try and do. And that is our player of the game. Flush it. FLUSH space IT.
IT.
It. man, speaking of postgame, De'Aaron Fox yesterday. Look, if you haven't seen the clip, Matt George posted it on, Twitter. James, you posted it.
Its entirety.
You posted the whole thing. It's a... So the whole press conference is up, James_HamNBA, subscribe to the Kingsbeat, kingsbeat.com and the Kingsbeat podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys will be discussing this. So De'Aaron more or less got asked by Jason Anderson in the Sacramento Bee, hey, it seems like you've been coming up here more after losses. It's like, oh my God. First of all, but it seems like you've been coming up here more after losses. Is that something that you've like taken it upon yourself to kind of be more of a vocal leader for this team? And De'Aaron was like, no, that I don't get anything out of this. I don't enjoy doing this. My teammates don't care that I do this. A little more colorful language than that. I get asked to come out here by the PR staff and I'll come out here and I'll talk to you guys.
That's right.
And honestly, I get it. I saw some people online taking that as this like huge negative thing toward De'Aaron. And I don't know how you feel about this. You cover the team on a daily basis. I certainly don't. I appreciate candor all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also completely understand what he's saying. The Kings' season is not being altered by what he says post game. There's not a bunch of guys in the locker room going, wow, look at De'Aaron going out there to talk to the media after that. Wow, you know what? I'm so inspired right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what's going on. He's going out, he's going to answer some questions, and then he's going to go about his day.
Okay, so I think this always comes back to, it's not even like accountability within the locker room. Mm-hmm. It's about accountability to your fans and
sure
to be out in front of the media when something bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with him. The his teammates don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They do, because they care that they didn't have to go do it.
right.
They didn't have to be the one that goes out there and gets asked questions after getting thumped.
Which sounds awful, by the way.
It's not. The whole process is really weird and awkward. And to be honest, when used to be that we would get a coach 10 minutes after a game, you get a coach. We'd all, like, wherever the coach wanted to do their post game, we all, like, huddle around the coach, and he does his post game. And as soon as that's over, the locker room's open, and we all rush to the locker room to go get guys. Mm-hmm. That's even more fresh, because this team specifically, they do more, like, body maintenance and care than any team that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, Domantas Sabonis the other night, it took him 2 hours to get to the podium after he set the record. And we waited and waited. Now, look, he was hit in the head, like, 14 times. Mm-hmm. And he even had to have something closed up on his face. Mm-hmm. Not with stitches, but something close to it. Like, this team, like, takes their time. And there is no mad rush to the locker room. That's not what the NBA does anymore in post-COVID. Mm-hmm. But there isn't a lot of joy in going and talking about how you just got your butt kicked. There's not. And I get it. But at the same time, there are moments where De'Aaron Fox does open up and is really good. And those are the moments where you see it and you have to just keep pulling. Because like, oh, we've got that De'Aaron tonight. So I don't blame him for not enjoying it, because realistically, it's a lot of the same questions that he gets asked again and again and again.
And everything comes down to, like, hey, you guys got smoked tonight. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's our job to have something to talk about and extracting all these things from the game. And as a player, you're probably like, yeah, just a bad game. We'll go get the next one.
Yeah.
And that's the extent of it. They're not thinking as deeply about it as we are. And as we are trying to, well, so that I totally get what he's saying, and I don't know.
We have this loud thing that's happening with us as media members too, and that is the other element that is social media and fans, right? Some players, a lot of players, walk in scrolling on their phone, and you know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking so much at fan reaction as they are at what some of us in that room have said.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are players who are just like, no. But, I mean, I can tell you, there are players on the current roster who have blocked me and all of my media friends.
Mm-hmm.
They have blocked us on social media.
Mm.
And I think that that's a good thing, because they're not seeing everything.
Sure.
But it's also, like, I'm not sitting there dragging a player all game long. Mm-mm. That's not my job. If a player misses... Like, I have to be fair. If
a player doesn't play well, you're going
to
say so.
Well, that, but if Malik Monk is 0-7 from the field to start a game, I have to say, hey, he's 0-7. And the reason why I do that is because I said it about De'Aaron Fox the game before, or I said it about Domantas Sabonis, or I said it about someone else. So you have to be fair, and you have to be balanced.
It's an observation. It's not an opinion.
It's not. And some people want to pile on, and they want to say this or that. That's not at all what I'm doing. I'm just making, like, tracking what's happening during the game.
Yeah.
But for Fox to walk in there and say, you know, like, I don't get any joy out of this. I get it. I do.
I don't think I would.
No.
Can you imagine if after every single show, every single thing you did at your job, after every single day, you had your long day at work.
Yep.
And I know they play basketball. I know this is not strenuous, you know, backbreaking labor they're necessarily doing, but it's hard. Like, it is a hard job.
Yeah.
That takes so much of their time. And all a guy like De'Aaron wants to do is go home to his family. But hey, before he does that, got to come out here and got to talk about all this stuff that I'm going to talk about with coaches and teammates later.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, let's get this over with.
No, I mean,
dude, I get it, man.
The one thing is, he's contractually obligated by the league.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's number one. Number two, he makes like $32 million a year. And I'm not just like throwing out, oh, he makes so much money.
Yeah.
It's part of the job.
No doubt. But
just
that's
like
the thing.
It's part of my job. But do you think I wanted to go in there and ask questions after that game?
No, but he also, it's not like he said, I'm done doing this. He's just like, no, I'm not volunteering to do it. When somebody asks me, I'll come do it. And
well, yeah. And well, that, like, and yeah, he wasn't also sense. Like, you're a bad person. That's a stupid question.
You're cool.
This is lame. I am not down with any of this. Yeah, that's not what he did. He was just, he was honest. And that's, to me, what De'Aaron Fox has always been.
Yes.
He's been brutally honest, which at some point it has cost him.
Right.
You know,
I would so much rather, and we got to go here, but I would so much rather he give the answer he gave. It's like, hey, here's my candid response. I don't give a damn, dude.
Yep.
I don't like doing this. My teammates don't care that I do it. And if I never had to do this again, it wouldn't change my life.
No, totally.
And I so much rather that than, yeah, you know, it's important to be out front and be a strong leader for this team. I think that's a responsibility I take on myself and blah, blah, blah. If that's not what he thinks, then I'd so much rather get the real answer.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox. Anyways, maybe we'll come on the show someday.
I'm with you.
Hey, we know you don't like press conferences. How do you feel about radio interviews? No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.